It's the federal government. Hey, everybody, the government's here to get our equipment. U.S. Marshals, okay?
You with Anna?
Yeah.
Open the door for here for a second. I want to talk to you.
What do y'all want to talk to me about?
Got to serve you an order here.
Okay.
And what we're going to do is it'd be seizing all your radio equipment.
Okay. What all that include?
Well, it'll say in the order. So go on in. Come on in and have a seat.
That's the sound of the Federal Communications Commission, accompanied by federal marshals, when they raided the home of Springfield microbroadcaster Mbana Kantako and his radio station Human Rights Radio on September 30th. The raid was conducted under the auspices of FCC allegations that Kantako's unlicensed micropower radio station was interfering with aircraft radio. In the FCC raid on his home, Kantako, who is widely regarded as the grandfather of the widespread unlicensed micropower broadcasting movement, had his transmitter, computer, and other related electronics confiscated by federal officials. Nonetheless, police did allow Kantako, who is legally blind, to tape record the entirety of the raid, which is how we were able to play a portion of it here. Just weeks after the raid and a subsequent court order mandating that Human Rights Radio stay off the air, Kantako went back on the air, after fellow microbroadcaster Stephen Dunifer of Free Radio Berkeley sent him a new transmitter. However, the FCC returned again on November 30th to take Kantako and Human Rights Radio off the air.
At one point, it was probably about 20 of them outside. No more than 8 ever came into the house.
Mbana Kantako.
And then it was also on the roof like a colony of ants, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, they took our antenna down while they held us hostage in our bedroom again. And we didn't know that until, we recorded the incident. And at one point, when my son was reading the warrant, he read the antenna, and I had made the comment that, hey, them creepy crawling mugs probably up on the roof now. And sure enough, when they left, here's the case comes around the side of the house with the ladder. And they're claiming again that I was interfering with airplanes again. You know, it's insulting to tell a grown person that got good sense something that stupid. Because they know airplanes, as Stephen Dunifer points out, is on AM. And we're a low-powered FM. If any FM transmitters are going to mess with airplanes, it would be the 12,000-watt ones that they call commercial stations. It wouldn't be us. You know, it is nothing but a hostile invasion, again.
Despite the court order requiring that Kantako stay off the air, he was not arrested and no charges were filed against him. Mbana Kantako began broadcasting 13 years ago with a 1-watt station in the John J. Holmes Public Housing Project in Springfield. Originally intended as an organizing tool for empowering the residents of the housing project, Kantako has kept the radio station on the air, even after being evicted from public housing and after the demolition of the John J. Holmes. From 1978 until this year, the Federal Communications Commission has been unwilling to license FM radio stations operating at low power, under 100 watts. Especially in the last 10 years, this has made it all but impossible for nonprofits, educational and community organizations, and the disenfranchised to easily obtain a license to broadcast. Consolidation of the broadcast industry, brought on by the deregulating Telecommunications Act of 1996, has raised the asking price of existing radio stations, even non-commercial ones, into the tens of millions of dollars, even in small markets like Springfield or Champaign, where local radio station Oldies 92 was sold this year for $7 million. The unavailability of relatively inexpensive low-power station licenses has forged a widespread movement of unlicensed stations inspired by Mbana Kantako's civil disobedience. It is widely believed that this growing movement is partially responsible for the FCC's decision this year to begin licensing low-power FM stations. However, that decision has also brought about renewed intensity in shutting down unlicensed stations in Austin and San Marcos, Texas, amongst many others. Under pressure from the National Association of Broadcasters, the nation's largest broadcast lobbying group, last month Congress passed a rider attached to an appropriations bill that would significantly limit the number of new low-power radio stations the FCC may license. That bill remains unsigned. President Clinton has expressed support for low-power radio and early in the year said he would veto any bill intended to cripple or destroy it. But it is still unknown if his support is strong enough to cause his veto of an important appropriations bill during this unusual lame duck session of Congress. While the fate of licensed low-power radio hangs in the balance, Mbana Kantako is not waiting for license. He has made clear that he is not interested in having a license to broadcast, believing it is his human right to do so. And so he vows to bring Human Rights Radio back on the air in Springfield. Reporting for the Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, I'm Paul Riesmandel.